the hell do you want?
It's time for my bedtime.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, do you want to wake the dead? I'll be right there.
Excuse me a moment.
Mom!
All right, lad. I'm here. Come on, let's get ye tucked in.
Are you going to tell me a bedtime story?
It's a story you want, is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a story it is then.
Okay, but Mommy, can it not be the shark story, please?
Not the one about the sharks.
I don't like it.
Ah, sure, I was under the impression it was your favourite.
Mm-mm.
Right, well, I suppose we can skip it for one night.
Okay.
Let's see now. Right, okay. Once there was this lovely little rabbit, and he was just skipping his way through the... Ah, feck this, son, me heart's just not into it! But do you know what time it is? It's time for the shark story.
No!
Now quit your fussing! And listen to what your mammy knows is your favourite story.
No, Mommy, please,
okay.
No.
So you're out in the middle of the ocean. Miles and miles of watery expanse, Jiminy Cricket. You've never seen so much water. And that's just the top of it. But underneath the calm blue waters are horrible demons of the ocean depths, slowly cruising around, waiting for when the time is right. So, you're all alone in the middle of the ocean, horribly, terribly alone. All your slutty little school pals and your whole family are dead. Me, your da, Mikey, all of us, even Sparky, are dead, ripped to ribbons by the shiny teeth of those demons down below. And the water all around you is red. Red like your cousin's hair, but more red. All of a sudden, fins come shooting through the water like demonic knives, cutting. Oh, Jesus, you're surrounded, Jimmy, surrounded by hungry sharks. Sharks everywhere. There's no escape, lad. No one to help you. Maybe you'll hit one with your paddle. Maybe the other ones will go away and help their friend get better. But no, these are hungry sharks. If one gets hurt, the others will turn on them and eat them. Sharks have no friends. There's no reasoning with sharks. They're sharks. They'll eat each other as well as you. There's nothing sharks like more than crabby little boys who don't want their poor run off their feet trying to earn a living to support your ungrateful little arse mummies to tell them their favourite story. Hungry sharks eat crabs and they eat boys. So tough titties for you. Now shut your face with that crying and get to sleep. Oh, and by the way, if ye shit in them sheets again tonight, there'll be a serious ass-smacking waiting for you with your bowl of Fruity Loops in the morning. Do you hear? You're adopted and you're a terrible person.